Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
We are talking about poverty trends in Africa. And I'm joined by Solly Mulai. He's the Acting Deputy Director General for Population and Social Statistics at StatsSA. Mr. Mulai, thank you so much for your time on Kaya Biz this evening. Just take us through this report that you've done. It's called Poverty Trends in South Africa. Give us more insight about it.
Good evening and good evening to the listeners. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed, today's StatsSA released a report. We call it, as you mentioned, poverty lines. Mm-hmm. So basically what we do is that we took the numbers that are coming from income and expenditure survey that we have released this year, which gave us a sense of what is the income that the household are having, where's the income coming from, and then we look at the expenditures. So with the report that we released today, we have three lines in South Africa that we are using to track the poverty. The first line is what we call it a food poverty line. Mm-hmm. This line is, if someone is below this line, we are saying basically you can't afford the minimum required energy intake. And the poverty line is sitting now at 777 rands. The second line is what we call it a lower bound poverty line. If you go to the NDP, you will find that when they talk about poverty, they're referring to the second line that I'm referring to, is the lower bound poverty line. It's sitting at 1,300. So what it means is that this is the line where, if you are below this line, it means that Soli is able to buy food, but then the non-food, it's a challenge. So In certain months, you may decide to buy food. In certain months, you may want to drop and buy clothes for the kids. So the 1.3, it's a tight poverty measure that we are using as we are tracking through the NDP. The last one is what we call it an upper bound poverty line. So the upper bound is sitting about 2,635 rands. This is where, if you are above this, it means that you are in a position that you can able to afford food and able to afford the minimum non-food essential in the household. It doesn't mean that you are not going to experience the pressure of the CPI as the interest rates increase. But what it says is that you are in a much comfortable space. Okay. So now that we have done the lines, we can tell you who belongs in which line and how many people who belong in which line. And that's the report that we have released today.
And just take us through maybe province by province. What are the highlights from this report that you see now that you've given us the context about the poverty lines, the food line, the upper bound?
Yes. Before I quickly go to the province, I just want to mention something about food poverty. So now we are sitting about 10.8 people who are falling below what we call it the food poverty line.
10.8 million people.
Yeah, 10.8 million. Mm-hmm. So if you compare it with the previous line, we are seeing a decline. But what we have done further to, because we wanted to understand what drives this decrease, where we're seeing more people are moving out of the food poverty line. We look back into the income, and we picked up that most of the income, especially, and I'm tying with your question with provinces, you look at provinces of Limpopo, KZN, you look at their income distribution, you see that the social relief that government has provided through social grant, whether it's child grant or it's SRD, actually is having an impact in how the household are consuming in terms of the food basket. Hence, you are seeing more people are moving out of the food poverty line. The other thing that we also did, just to also further try to make sense of these numbers, is that we looked at the zero-rated products that are coming from Treasury. And we've seen that actually our food basket, it's overlapping with the zero-rated. So almost about 21 food items that are in our basket. Our basket has got about 47 food items. They are zero-rated. So it gives you context in terms of why are we seeing now 10.8 people compared to what we've seen. And if you remove the grants in the household, actually the number is moving to about 19 million. So it tells you how the impact of social grant in the household. If you go back now to the question that you raised in terms of provinces, so provinces, we've seen KZN leading now in terms of the number of people, especially if you're using the lower bound, that it is seeing that we are seeing an increase. Gauteng is quite an interesting one where we're seeing also a steady increasing, and Gauteng again is a quite interesting one because this is your economic hub. And if you look at our migration pattern, most of us were coming to Gauteng to look for work. And that's when you overlay with that unemployment rate, also it gives you a sense that in Gauteng, we are struggling also with unemployment also. So this combination and the report that we have releasing, I think it's confirming that we are starting to have a challenge in our urban area centers where most people in South Africa are going to urban area centers and then they want to look for a better job. And unfortunately, when they get to the urban center, affordability becomes a challenge. And hence, now we're seeing the numbers, especially when you're looking at the lower bound. Yes. Mm-hmm. Western Cape, consistently with all the indicators, whether you look at it from unemployment rate or whether you look at it from the poverty, even service delivery, throughout this 2025, we've seen that Western Cape is showing some positive numbers compared to the other provinces.
Okay. And then who does poverty affect the most in South Africa, and how are you seeing that according to the report?
I think the picture is almost similar like unemployment rate. So we're seeing Black Africans, we're seeing youth, we're seeing children who are affected by poverty. Mm. Our young ones are the face of poverty. Our youth, it is the face of poverty. Again, it's the same picture that I already said that in terms of unemployment. So that's the phase that we're seeing. And we're starting to see a marginal increase in your Asian and Indian group and also in white population. But in terms of the share, the Black population or Black African population is still sitting about 94% when you're using the lower bound. That's the share of the Black African.
Sure.
So it tells you that it's still having that phase. And again, as I'm saying that if you break it down by provinces, you will see which provinces that we're still having some challenges, especially as I mentioned, your Gauteng. And the metros now is quite interesting. Your metros, your eThekwini as part of KZN, we are starting to see also that they are now moving into eThekwini as a metro, looking for better jobs and a better living standard. And now the challenges of living or standard within those particular provinces and particular metros are now coming out from this report.
Mm. Mr. Molai, you're speaking about how poverty in South Africa has a black face, how youth are disproportionately affected by poverty and feel the effects. It's heartbreaking to read about the children who are affected the most by poverty and the access to nutrition and the lack thereof. But then you're also saying that progress in reducing poverty has been most pronounced among African people, black people, as well as colored populations.
Yes, indeed. And again, ends up saying if you go and check the numbers that are coming from SASSA, mm-hmm. and you look at it in terms of who's actually benefiting and who's a beneficiary of this, I think what I'm saying to you, it's mirrors the administrative records that are sitting with our colleagues from SAS. I think we're sitting about now 19 million who are actually sure. benefiting from social grants. So it shows you the investment that is there in terms of social grant. The other thing that I also want to mention is that if you look at the household who are benefiting from the services that government provide in terms of water and sanitation for free, most of the beneficiaries are coming from the areas where, again, the report shows us that where the food poverty line, they are most likely to be affected by that, which means that the improvement that we're seeing and the expenditure that was supposed to go to free water is now getting into buying these zero-rated items, hence they can able to move into. It doesn't necessarily mean they're not experiencing poverty.
I understand.
What it means is that they are not experiencing food poverty, but they are now experiencing what we call it the lower bound poverty, where they have to choose to buy clothes for kids or to buy additional item in the food basket. But again, we shouldn't lose focus. We're still having 10.8 million people who are still below the food poverty. And remember, our target in 2030 is zero. We need to have a 0% in terms of food poverty and 0% in terms of lower bound. Today, we're sitting with the numbers that we're sitting in is 2025. So I think from us as a statistician, we are not going to predict whether we're going to achieve it, but
yes, no,
we're hoping Yes, we're hoping that we will be in the position that we can able to say, yes, there's no one who's experiencing food poverty and there's no one who's experiencing lower bound, including the upper one. Most of us, we are now above that 2,600 rands per month so that we can able to achieve our living standard in South Africa.
Yeah, you know, when we're speaking about exiting and trying to counter poverty, it's such a systemic problem in South Africa. It was ingrained. We were also engineered for tens of years to ensure that black people, the majority, remained poor, uneducated, and not having access to basics. And so you're saying that, you know, 2.2 million people in 2006, there were 2.2 million people that had, or the number of poor people or poverty affected people has decreased by around 2.2 million since 2006. And there are these plans to get people out of poverty. Before, education used to be one of the ways that you say, you know, if you get a matric or if you educate yourself, then your chances of beating poverty increase. You're now saying matric is no longer almost a shoe-in for bettering circumstances. Why is that?
The numbers, if you look at our numbers, the QLFS, let's take the labor force numbers before I get to this report that we released today. If you look at the unemployment rate for those who've got matric, it's higher than the national level.
Oh.
So basically what it's saying is that it's no more fashionable to have a matric, because the unemployment rate also for graduates, as much as it's lower than the average, it's also increasing. It was sitting 2 years ago, it was sitting around less than one digit. Now sitting at the two digit, it's sitting about more than 12%. So now even the graduates are struggling to get unemployment. So not just having a matric, it become a little bit of a challenge for you to enter the labor market.
Okay.
And that is why we're seeing that even the poverty side, we're starting to see that those with the higher education, and again, I just wanted to put it clear that this poverty measure is a money metrics measure. So if someone who's having a matric can still go and apply for a social grant, can still apply for the SRD. So in the household, they can still have an income that they can have, even though they are not working, and still able to buy that basket, food basket that I'm referring to.
Okay.
But now with the education level, we start seeing that because now you're starting to look for a job, you're now starting to buy so-called non-food items, it become a little bit of a challenge. Hence, your lower bound poverty line for those who've got higher education and started to increase, because it's no more about just food, but it's also about buying data, looking for a job, and also have to travel in terms of your travel cost.
Mm. Mr. Solly Molaye, Acting Deputy Director General for Population and Social Statistics at SSA, thank you so much for your time on Kaya Biz this evening, taking us through the poverty trends in South Africa, a report that SSA has released today that really gives us so much detail about the challenges around poverty in South Africa, province by province, as well as age segments and so much more. Really appreciate your time tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.